Hey, Tampa, it's Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. We are picking up on our conversation with Kyle King from KDI Media and Chief Internet Marketer. Kyle is a professional web developer, and we've been talking a little bit more about, like, okay, where's the web come from and where's it at today and where's it going tomorrow? We're going to spend some more time on where's it going to go in tomorrow. Kyle has been kind enough to share some of his expertise, and we kind of are on the same page, like, you know, just the web development industry and how it's matured and, you know, how important it is to the this economy and how people, you know, go about doing their business. I remember back in the mid to late 90s telling people that you're going to be able to do banking online, and they would look at me like I was crazy. Like, you know, what do you mean? I'm never going to go to the bank on a computer or on the internet. And here we are. Now you can log in on your app on your phone and you know, pay someone through Zelle or, you know, Venmo or some other application. So, and that was just, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And it's happening, and, you know, people are making common mistake. Again, Kyle King, KDI Media, thanks for joining us today on That Is Good to Know.
Yeah, I am happy to be here.
Well, wonderful. We left our conversation with, you know, kind of like where we're at today within the web development scope and talking about, like, web development tools, you know, to the likes of, you know, content management systems like WordPress and Wix, and the ability for people to build out, you know, their websites relatively easily. But we've identified that, you know, one of the challenges that people have is they get in there and they get overwhelmed, and, you know, a lot of times they just never finish the project, and that, you know, we're a professional like yourself could, you know, help bring the project, make it happen, because there's a lot more than just learning how to use the tool. One thing I wanted to, you know, talk with you about briefly was just about, like, coming up with the creative side of things, the creative and content. But, you know, where do you see some of the challenges there, and how do people overcome those challenges?
So as far as the creatives, you know, AI has come a long way just over the last year or so since it's even been around, at least to the extent that it is. And it could still use some improvements, but that is a big help, at least with figuring out where you need to move forward at. You can write a paragraph that it might look like it was written by someone in, you know, mid-high school, just because it's not something you're used to doing. Take it to an AI rewriter and have it restructured so it looks more professional, has a better feel, and does a better job at reaching your audience, along with image generation. You can have AI system at least give you ideas for a logo. From my experience with the testing that I've done, they have some great designs, but as far as wording goes, pretty much everything is misspelled in the logos. Like, I had originally started trying to do work with my logo. I had a very basic business logo that I designed myself. And, you know, I wanted to kick it up to make it look more creative. So I ran it through some AI, and it didn't even have media spelled right in the image. I can't remember how it was spelled, but I know it wasn't right.
Because you know how to spell media. The Kyle,
exactly.
Yeah, we're going to talk about AI in a few minutes, but, you know, in my experience and, you know, being kind of like in the space and owning, you know, a digital agency, Chief Internet Marketer, for which you and KDI Media, you know, help support, is, you know, part of it is just getting content done, or getting content from the client, or coming up with, you know, when I talk about creative, is just like, okay, what's the brand? What's the brand image? And what's the, you know, writing the copy, you know, for a lot of these small businesses, you know, medium businesses, they're challenged in regards to that. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. I have a couple of clients that I've been trying to get content from for months. And, you know, I send little reminders of, hey, we need to get together. We need to have a meeting. These are ideas that I have on, you know, where we're at, but I need this kind of input from you. And it's, okay, well, I'll be free so-and-so time, so-and-so day. And then I reach out and can't get a hold of them. It's, I know that, you know, business owners are very busy people. So that's a lot of why there is a difficult time getting certain things like that. Sometimes you have to send 30 to 50 requests before you can get even enough content for an About Us page.
Yeah. You know, and I think part of the disconnect from what people's expectations are, maybe from someone like yourself, is they hired you to build a website, but you can build the website, you know, but you're asking them for their subject matter expertise. It's like you don't know their business. You don't really know what they do. You don't really know, you know, how they need to communicate to marketers. And I think a lot of times this is where, you know, a lot of web projects kind of die. You know, you have the ability to build the website. You could build it without them. You know, if you just want images and pictures and pages that use Latin placeholders, you know, you can make it happen, but that doesn't accomplish the task. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you is just, that's where I think, you know, working with a full service agency kind of helps out, where, you know, they're responsible for helping to craft that brand strategy with the client, or responsible for, you know, writing the copy for all their pages, you know, writing maybe the descriptions, you know, writing their blog posts and stuff like that. But, you know, when it comes down to doing that, you know, it's a function of cost, right? You know, do it yourself. Yes. That's great. You know, work with Kyle King here, who I'm talking with, KDI Media, and you can build it, but you got to write it yourself. So, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, where you see some of the challenges with just getting the content done.
So a lot of that is, you know, okay, well, I'll get working on that as soon as I have time. That is the biggest issue that I've seen with getting content, is when they have time. And, you know, it's one of those completely understandable things, but also one of those things that's like, well, if you want to get moving forward, you have to get it to me. You have to set aside some time. And, you know, it's difficult, especially for a small LLC or sole proprietorship, because they're busy trying to make their own footprint face-to-face, depending on the business. But, you know, if you want an About Us page with a brief history, I don't know where you went to school. I don't know what business experiences you've had. I don't know what information I can put there if you want some kind of a history. If your business is, or if you give me a small rundown on your business of, let's just say I want to start a party bus. Okay, great. Party buses are a big thing. Can you give me some information on what your party bus is supposed to be doing?
Where are you partying?
Exactly.
Where's the party? You know, what time does it go? How often do you do it? It's like, we need more details than I'm a party bus company.
Exactly. No one is going to know more about your business than you. My job is to help you present that, not to figure out how it all works. Because again, I'm not the owner of that specific business. I'm the owner of my business. I know how my business works.
Right, right.
I can write 10 pages. I'm not going to, but you know, if you aren't going to get me the information that you want out there, I have no way of getting it out there.
Yeah, I think that whole thing is, you know, one of the biggest pitfalls in web development, especially in small to medium-sized businesses, is just the, you know, getting images, writing the copy, you know, helping them through, you know, building it. And, you know, we have to answer the questions that they didn't think about. And so this is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com. Actually built by Kyle King, who we're talking with right now from KDI Media and Chief Internet Marketer. So Kyle, you know, we touched upon the future of web development and touched upon AI. Now, I want to just get your thoughts on, you know, what this next level stuff is. I'm seeing, you know, some things here and there about, like, you know, AI built website, you know, generation, build your website in a matter of minutes and what have you. You know, what are your thoughts on that? And where, how do you think it's going to impact the industry in the near future?
So I do believe that these AI generated websites will cause at least some impact, at least for a time, as far as, you know, having a full website built. I don't believe that an AI system will ever be able to give it that personalized touch. In the end, you're probably still going to need a developer to do some fixes, especially if you have no idea what you're doing. And these websites are going to be built in hand-coded template files that you're going to have to upload, which you're still going to have to figure out how to do unless you hire somebody. And there's only so much that an AI system will be able to do for you, at least in the next, you know, 5, maybe even 10 years. That, sure, one day they'll be able to do everything. You say, okay, well, here's my payment information to set up an account, to get me hosting and buy a domain name and build everything out for me. But it's definitely not there yet.
Yeah, when you're making that wish list, you might as well say, and give me $25,000 a month in sales.
Oh, hey, I would love that.
yeah, that sounds good. Hey, Mr. AI, build me a website, marketing campaigns, social media. Give me, you know, here, hook up my bank account and put $25,000 a month in it. Thank you, Mr. AI. That's not going to happen. So. Still got a lot of work to do. I think your job is safe for a long time coming here. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know, talking with Kyle King from KDI Media and Chief Internet Marketer. Kyle has actually built the website for our radio show, www.thatisgoodtoknow.com, and we appreciate him for that. So, Kyle, you know, back to real-time AI and what's going on. We have ChatGPT, and we have, you know, pretty much for most everyday users, the two things is copy and images. Yes. That's kind of what people, you know, who are, I guess, early adopters are using right now and what have you. And, you know, what are your thoughts? Have you played around with them? Have you done some stuff with it? Have you created some images with AI?
So I've actually used some AI images for the That Is Good to Know show's episodes.
Oh,
so
wow.
The last three or four of them, I've actually been using, it's called Copilot, and it's built into Windows 11. It's in the preview stages. It's probably one of the better ones that I've tested out. They have them built into Adobe Illustrator now, which I wasn't really too happy with the results on that one. But the Copilot, so there was a post a few weeks ago that was about golf and cigars. So, you know, I opened up the Copilot bar and generate an image about golf and cigars. And it gave me a block of four images. And, you know, I wasn't really happy with the first set, so I asked it to regenerate more. And I ended up getting some very beautifully made images. And I can't say I remember the exact name of the post, but it came out very well. I was very happy with the results. But AI is definitely trial by error.
I agree.
You have to word things very specifically.
I agree. You got to give it prompts. You got to tell it things. You tell it to refine things. But it's amazingly fast at doing it.
Oh, yeah. It took maybe 10, 15 minutes to find a set of images and then pick one that I was happy with. Yeah. And, you know, it worked out better than...
Well, the other thing...
There was Unsplash.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is, you know, you kind of have an option to go get a subscription to, like, Getty's or Unsplash or look for free images, which then is not unique to you. But AI is definitely an option for a lot of people to consider. I had the founder of Raver.ai on the radio show, that is good to know.com, and his episode is already up on the website if you want to check it out. But what Raver does, Raver.ai, it uses AI for social media content. You can just kind of say, hey, I want to do a July 4th social media post, and I want to, you know, use 10% off my, you know, special offer. And the AI will actually write the copy for you. It'll create images for you. And then you can just, it integrates into your social media. So, same type of process, you know, you can edit the copy, in the site, or if you're not liking it, you can tell the AI to regenerate a different copy, and you can do the same thing with the images, and then you just click post. It's pretty cool.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And that's the main thing that I like with AI. Really, the only thing I like with AI is the way that it can save you time, and it really can cut back. Like I've seen a lot of things on Facebook or things shared in news articles about, you know, AI generated content being put in these different places, and people think that it's real when it's not. It's a made up story that was generated by AI. I've seen things where there are some wannabe authors generating entire books through AI, and that's not where it should be used. It should be used to help you save time, to help with proofreading, to help with ideas, versus, you know, writing a whole life for you.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a good point. You bring up another topic that probably we'll have to have maybe a professor on, you know, talking about, like, using AI for schoolwork. You know, I mean, you can tell AI need to write a paper on, you know, whatever subject matter that you're looking to do, you know, or a blog post, or, you know, whatever, and it'll churn it out. You know, you can say, hey, write a children's book about, you know, recess and playing Foursquare. You know, back in the day when I was a kid, that's what we played. You know, then they'd probably come back and say, well, what's recess? Because I don't even think these kids have that anymore. that's another topic. But, you know, to where you use that AI, the tool to do that, and, you know, it's like, what is your intention? Like, is your intention just to grab the AI work and submit it at yours? Same thing with the websites. And that's what kind of one of the things that I want to dovetail. We'll talk a little bit digital marketing now as we shift gears. This is Jeff Stanislow, the host of That Is Good to Know. The website is www.thatisgoodtoknow, and it's actually thatisgoodtoknow.com, and it's actually been built by Kyle King, who we're talking with right now from KDI Media and Chief Internet Marketer. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, digital marketing. You know, these AIs can write this copy for you. You can write the blog post. It can build the images. But there's a little company called Google out there that might have something to say on that whole thing. You know, what are your thoughts on that? And, you know, have you seen any, you know, feedback on, you know, what Google's doing with AI content?
So as far as Google goes, I haven't seen them specifically state any pros or cons or positive or negative implications on using it. But if you use AI to generate full content and it doesn't come out fully readable or doesn't feel personal, Google actually has its own AI system built into it where if it's not something that it finds readable, it's not going to help you with it.
Right.
So you get a website out, you get a post up, and you want that post to get out there, and it's AI generated, and Google says, oh, well, this doesn't look human quality, and humans are what's supposed to be reading this, so we're not going to worry about it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you in regards to that and what Google is going to do. I think it's just going to, I think right now it counts it for SEO. I think at some point it's going to ignore it for SEO. And then at some point, kind of like back when they just, you know, crammed a bunch of links into pages and what have you, it's kind of like it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you in SEO if you're just using, you know, AI to generate your content and images and things like that. So I think that's a natural progression that I think Google may take. The other thing is kind of like, well, where does AI just kind of take over for websites? You know, I would imagine, I mean, Google's a big proponent of AI. They have AI tools and they're bringing AI stuff down like into like even your Gmail account. You can add AI plugins and stuff like that. Like, when do you do a Google search and all the search results are generated by AI, you know, answering your questions instead of websites? You know, I don't think we're far away from that.
No, I don't think so either. And hopefully when that happens, the results are actually correct. I mean, there's already enough incorrect websites that come up when you try and find information, and those are written by humans that are pretending to be knowledgeable. If AI starts doing that, then things are going to look pretty bad.
Yeah, so I think you know, I mean, we got a couple minutes left, and you know, this topic is one that needs to be explored and understood, but you know, we're just kind of pontificating on based on our years of experience in the space, you know, about what we could see in the future. This is Jeff Stanislow. That is good to know. Talking with Kyle King from KDI Media and Chief Internet Marketer. You know, Kyle, you know, I envision kind of back almost to the Yellow Page days. If you think about, like, you know, you'd get the Yellow Page book, it'd have all your listing. You needed an air conditioning person. You would go to the AC page and you would see the ads for the air conditioning units, you know, or air conditioning repair or HVAC companies or whatever. I almost see that kind of coming back where, like, the web search results for a user's inquiry is coming back with all AI content that I think eventually will be actually better than, you know, what humans in essence write. And I agree with you that a lot of the content is just written for SEO, you know, not necessarily is it better, but it's just written for it, so it ranks higher. But then you'll just see, you know, the opportunity for ads. You know, do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Just the amount of ads that we'll see, I'm sure will end up increasing with that. And I really don't want to see that.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Kyle, I enjoyed our 2-episode special on web development. I think at the end of the show here that someone probably, if they spent the whole hour with us, will definitely say, wow, that was really good to know. And if they only spent half an hour with us, they'll probably say the same thing, but maybe not as enthusiastically. But Kyle King, KDI Media, and Chief Internet Marketer, I appreciate you spending the time with us. This is Jeff Stanislow signing off for another weekend of That Is Good to Know. Thank you, Tampa.